This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back. It's Tuesday. We got the first hour. We're going to have Rob Regish on for the Blueprint Power Hour. And then we're going to switch it up and be joined by strongman, Eric Fiorelli, who travels around the world lifting heavy things to discuss how to harness the dead stop method of training. And I promise it'll be very, very interesting. Rob Regish, how the heck are you, brother?
Doing a lot better. I had thrown my back out 5 days ago, but in five short days, thanks to your inversion board and some chiropractic adjustments, I'm back.
Isn't that inversion table amazing?
You know, it was a case of, remember how excited I was?
When you first got your inversion table, people should hear, this is funny. So you mastered it to the point where you were spending how much time upside down at the end there, like a half hour?
Yeah, half hour or so I had built up to.
Yeah.
I don't recommend that, but, I, in typical fashion, I guess, pushed it. But in this case, I had thrown my back out, dragging a heavy iron sink, through that barn that my gym is now in. And, I hopped on the inversion board immediately. And do you know, after about 3 minutes of hanging there, I heard and felt a large pop, and although my back was still spasming, it was a lot better. And then the next day I got a chiro adjustment, and I sit here today pain-free.
So that speaks to the fact that you got on it right away. I mean, as soon as you felt the injury occurring, you did something to try to reverse it. And, you know, a lot of people don't have an appreciation for what the inversion table will do for you. We spend our entire lives loading the spine in one direction, and hanging upside down, and I mean really hanging, you know, when I get in my inversion table, my butt comes off of the back of the table because I'm suspended from the foot restraints that hold you in, and I'm literally hanging there. Hanging like that unloads or deloads the spine, and it does amazing things to allow the vertebrae to kind of go back where they belong.
Yeah, well, it certainly paid off in my case. And I'll tell you, they're not that expensive, you know, and I took a tip from you when I got mine. I picked up a used one from Play It Again Sports.
Right. That's where I got mine.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Highly recommend it.
So that worked out good. Okay. So we have a great show planned today. We're going to get right to it. And, the first question comes from Shane Music. He says, what's your opinion on taking Phenibute every day, but at a very low dose, 100 milligrams or so? Basically, I only want the nootropic cognitive benefits without the sides, and don't really care for any of the anxiolytic effects or euphoric effects that people always talk about. Opinions and thoughts, or a better protocol to help achieve my desired benefit. What do you think?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm quite familiar with Phenibute, and I was intent on using it early on in Tranquilogen. But first, some interesting history on its use. Phenibute was used by Russian cosmonauts because it didn't impair their motor function like benzos did, which is probably where some of the improved learning theory originated. More recent research, however, suggests otherwise. The truth is, Phenibute acts on GABA B receptors, thereby reducing anxiety without impairing your cognitive function. And that's a world of difference, right, versus enhancing learning and memory, which, Shane, are your stated goals. Interestingly enough, I did come across some research in Russian that suggests Phenibute has positive effects on vision, and I can certainly vouch for this. That note, by the way, is included on most Phenibute prescription slips written by Russian doctors.
Wow.
So I thought that was interesting. But in terms of learning and memory, Shane, a much better solution is 100 milligrams of phenylparacetam and 100 micrograms of huperzine A. So a bit more now on each one of those. Phenylparacetam is available in Russia as a prescription drug under the brand name Phenotropal. Packets of 10, 100 milligram pills are for sale for roughly 350 rubles or about 12 U.S. dollars. It's typically prescribed as a general stimulant or to increase tolerance to cold and stress. Phenylparacetam improves your memory, problem-solving skills, and what researchers deemed attention switching. So if your mind is jumping from subject to subject, this stuff definitely works. Another study showed it had a wide range of benefits, including increased locomotion skills, antidepressant benefits, and memory enhancement. The other product you're going to want to look into is huperzine A. And this blocks the production of a chemical which breaks down the neurotransmitter acetylcholine. Huperzine A thus plays blocker, leading to higher levels of acetylcholine in the brain. So higher amounts of acetylcholine then are strongly correlated with improved cognition and learning scores, as well as better memory. So here's the bottom line. You can find dozens of nootropics on the market, all claiming to enhance learning and memory. These two, in my opinion, are the best of the best, and they make a noticeable difference. If you're looking to really juice this tag team, throw in anywhere between 300 and 600 milligrams of yerba mate. It's my opinion that any good nootropic needs a mild to moderate driver, so to speak, to really get the most out of them. You don't want to overstimulate. You just want to give it a little push. So I hope that helps, Shane.
Isn't it funny that we also got a question? Did you see a question? I don't know if you have it in your list here because I haven't read it through. From Dan Rollins about huperzine?
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, huperzine is really an overlooked compound. It works the other side of acetylcholine because there are a lot of nootropics that will boost levels of acetylcholine. Huperzine A leads to higher levels because it plays blocker, preventing it from breaking down. So it's such a strong compound that it's measured in micro, not milligrams. So that should tell you something.
Yeah. I've heard huperzine being used also as a potential additive for growth hormone secretagogue. So what does huperzine do again? Is it a cholinergic or anticholinergic?
It blocks the production of the chemical that breaks down acetylcholine.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
which would be acetylcholine esterase.
Right.
And ironically, sarin gas disrupts the breakdown of acetylcholine esterase.
Wow, I didn't know that.
But it does it to a degree that every nervous system impulse in the body fires simultaneously and continuously until your body just locks up.
And
that's how it kills you. So, interesting.
Wow.
All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we've got a question from Dodge Feeler. And you know, we missed a question last week. Did you know
Did
that?
We?
Yeah. And I'm going to try to get it to it in the end of today's show, too. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. We're talking with Rob Regish. You can learn more about the Blueprint by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. By the way, if you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin, you get the Blueprint for free. So check that out. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Carl Lenore.
The FDA has exceeded all of its previous levels of being sinister and corrupt by trying to poison this country by forcing us to eat genetically modified foods without knowing they're GMO foods while trying to obstruct our access to natural foods that are grown right in our hometown.
Empowering the people and telling it like it is.
They're corrupt, they're sinister, they're disgusting. and we're never going to have a politician with any real chutzpah to stop the FDA. That's the sad part. So we have to stop them ourselves. By the pressure has to push back. Keep supporting your family farm.
Only on Superhuman Radio.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat?
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts. It's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Rob Regish. This is the Blueprint Power Hour, where Rob answers your questions, which makes it really the show for the people. The next question comes from Dodge Feeler. He says, "Hey, Rob, I have a quick question. I have a coworker that has a 15-year-old son, and I'm trying to find a good basic diet and training book. A lot of the ones I've looked at have a lot to be desired in a proper diet, still preach that fat is bad. Many of them also talk about hormone manipulation, and I'm not really sure he needs to be thinking about that stuff just yet. Any suggestions would be appreciated."
Well, if you're looking for one book to give a teenager, I would highly recommend the book Super Squats by Randall J. Strassen. It's available for around $15 new and quite a bit less than that used on Amazon.com. And it's about as solid as you can get. The knowledge and wisdom in this book are pure gold. It gives great diet advice too. insofar as adding quality lean body mass for a trainee at any level. The core of the system revolves around 20 rep breathing squats, followed by breathing pullovers and a gallon of milk a day. Now, there's a lot more to it than that, so do invest in this book, whether you're new to training or not. Suffice it to say, this little book has turned many a scarecrow into Superman, and I can vouch for its effectiveness. Nothing I have done before or since allowed for more rapid and almost alarming gains in a 3 to 6 month period, let's call it. So take that for what it's worth. Finally, I'd be remiss if I didn't make this last point. There are a lot of younger trainees today that are more interested in keeping their abs versus putting on as much muscle as humanly possible. That's a huge mistake because it's a compromise that'll cost you. When you're young, you're in your prime hormonal years. Injuries heal faster, your insulin sensitivity is better, and your bone structure is still malleable. Never again will you stand to reap the benefits from this type of training. And there'll be plenty of time later on to cut, okay? Let me put it this way. If you want to comfortably carry 225 or so pounds of solid muscle, you're going to need to get to 250 or more at some point. That's a lot easier to achieve when you're young, and the odds of achieving it later in life diminish pretty quickly. So take my word on it. You absolutely must invest at least a year in this type of training prior to exploiting other methods. That assumes, of course, you've got the fundamentals of squatting down. You don't want to shoot a cannon out of a canoe here. You're also going to find this book offers benefits far beyond more muscle. It teaches you to be ferocious under the bar, something that is woefully lacking in gyms today. So next time you're in there, look around. You'll see what I'm talking about.
Speaking of that, did you happen to see my status that I posted the other day?
No, I missed
it. About gyms that pander to people who approach training from a very mediocre standpoint.
Yeah, I can relate.
Hey, let me find it real quick. So this is what I said, and it seemed to be very popular because a lot of people ended up sharing it, which tells me that I struck a chord with some people. I said, gym chains like Planet Fitness promote a gym environment devoid of judgment that does their members a disservice. It attracts a gym member who is not driven by progress. This is akin to a school that teaches a first-year curriculum for 8 years. You may graduate eighth grade, but you still have a first grade education. Don't be afraid of being judged. It will drive you to strive for progress. If you're not judging yourself, then hope someone else is. They will be much more honest and objective about your progress than you ever can.
Amen. Amen. You know, it's been so watered down. The next time you hear we're a judgment-free zone, you know, loosely translated, we're a breeding ground for mediocrity.
Well, it's even worse than that. So people go to gyms for a reason, right? They're starting to understand that regular exercise can lead to health and longevity benefits. But we know that regular exercise that is progressive and challenging is what does that. And these people are going to a gym that has a donut day and gives you a Tootsie Roll for showing up to the gym.
Yeah. That says it all right there.
Now, I know some people, there was some comments on my post that said, look, however you get a person to the gym, get them to the gym. And I am in agreement with that. As long as they know this is the starting point. If they think that getting to the gym and doing that workout that they're doing, never pushing themselves at all, handling minimum amount of physical stress is the end goal, then there's a problem. And that is what these gyms do promote. These gyms are not saying, hey, start here and then go someplace else where you can train harder. They say, start here, stay here. And so it's really damning, in my opinion. It really, really is.
So. Yeah, and I agree with you. You do have a point in that they will get somebody started. But, you know, once you're there, you're going there for a reason, and it's not to just kill time. You know, you're there to make progress, so the mindset has to switch, and it's at that point where your conflict with the gym management will take place.
Next question comes from Samuel Freeman. He says, hey, Rob, quick question. Am I crazy to get up at 2:30, drink a 50-gram protein shake, eat a banana, and go back to bed for an hour before I get up at 3:40 to go to the gym and train? No, you're just crazy to get up at 3:40 to train. I really want to put some I want to put some muscle on, and I feel I am shortchanging myself nutrition-wise. I'm already doing 10 grams of EAAs, 45 minutes pre-workout, 3 grams intra, and 8 post. FYI, I asked you a few months ago about my bad elbow pain, and you recommended curcumin. Holy shizola. It's been a lifesaver. I take 800 milligrams pre and post-workout, and 99% pain-free now. You are the man. Yeah. Thank you so much. So what do you think about him waking up at 2:30 to have a meal and then go back to bed?
That is a bit crazy. You stand to lose more than you gain in that instance. That's just my opinion. But to achieve your goal, Sam, it's best to revisit the fundamentals of muscle growth and by asking yourself the following questions. One, is your training delivering the stimulus necessary to trigger muscle growth? And two, are you taking in sufficient calories to provide the caloric cement that's necessary? You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised how many trainees fail to meet one of those two qualifiers. Overload is the physiological trigger for muscle growth, and it's best accomplished via upping your total tonnage done per unit of time, right? We've talked about creating a 15 or 20-minute block and hitting it hard and getting as much work done as you can, doing more each successive workout. It's an easy way to do it. Once that trigger has been pulled, you need the bricks necessary to build new muscle. And the workers, in other words, are at the website, and you've got them motivated to work, but they can't without the necessary materials. No bricks, no new building. You've got to give them bricks. Provided those two qualifiers are being met, your best solution at nighttime is as follows. Eat a cup of cottage cheese with some pineapple prior to bed. Cottage cheese is rich in glutamine and casein, a protein with an extended release profile. And by virtue of its curdled nature, it'll take your body at least 7 hours to liberate the constituent amino acids from it. And there'll be no need to wake up during the middle of the night. The pineapple isn't just there for flavor, by the way. It contains both bromelain and papain, digestive enzymes that'll help in assimilation. So I hope that helps, Sam.
You know, I've always wondered about this. And I asked Dr. Connolly this question, and he said that getting up in the middle of the night and having a protein drink has been shown to be able to stimulate a greater degree of protein synthesis. But the real question is, at what cost? At what cost? You know,
yeah.
We're not meant to eat at night when we sleep. And it does have an effect on you, on your physiology, your quality of sleep, and so on. And, you know, you have to ask yourself, is there really a benefit overall to waking up and having a meal? How much, you know, especially since we know now that there really is no catabolic response to that fast that occurs when we're sleeping. That's a myth promoted by people who want to sell, you know, casein and get you to drink it right before bed. There's no catabolic response. And as Rob points out, cottage cheese is all casein. Why not just have that? It digests slower as well. But it's nonsense. It's nonsense. Oh, I'm losing all my muscle now while I'm sleeping. It's nonsense.
Yeah, that's my take on it. You know, you need to remember protein synthesis, protein turnover, that's a 24-hour end game, if not longer. Sleep is the time, in my opinion, where you're supposed to sleep and shouldn't be scheduling meals and waking yourself up. That's just my take on it.
You know what? You know what else is something else to talk about real quick, okay? So yeah. Your body is at night when you're asleep, we know that that's when you recover. The body is working, right? And to use the old bricklayer, you know, analogy that we always go to when we talk about amino acids and stuff, the brick masons can't work while they're eating. Okay? They can't hold a sandwich in both hands and chew on it and trowel bricks at the same time. Your body needs not to be fed at night so it can do all the other things that it needs to do, which is part of the recovery process. Now, I know there are people going to come out and say, well, Dr. Lane Norton said, or this guy said, that if you, yes, it's true. You may stimulate greater protein synthesis at night versus zero protein synthesis, but you're not losing muscle at night. And if anything, the body is doing things that will add to strength, add to muscle growth, and longevity. If anything, Brad Schoenfeld, in his most recent study on nutrient timing, discovered, you know what? Timing doesn't play as much of a role as getting 1.7 grams of protein per pound of body weight does. That's the thing that really was exciting about his research.
Yeah, and I seem to recall studies showing that net protein synthesis is actually superior when the body is, let's say, flooded with aminos and then goes for a period without them.
Yes, yes. And that was something that was something that Lane Norton's group up in Chicago proved. That pulse, you need that pulse instead of having constant flood of amino acids there.
Yeah. So, makes total sense to me.
Yeah, I think at night you sleep because that's what you're supposed to do at night is sleep. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we have a question from Patrick Patterson. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour with Rob Regish. Go to SupremeRadio.com and click the Blueprint banner ad today to learn more. We'll be right back. It's interesting what we consider a reason to get angry.
He's a military strategist on health.
Merck, the pharmaceutical company, killed 55,000 people with Vioxx. They knew that it had a problem, and they sold it to people anyway, and 55,000 plus people died taking Vioxx.
He's Carl Lenore.
Why isn't this current administration going, we need to go to White House Station, New Jersey, where the Merck headquarters is, and send the military in there? We need to bomb Merck, because they killed 55,000 Americans knowing that they were going to kill 55,000 Americans.
On Superhuman Radio.
Where is the outrage about that?
People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. Whey Natural USA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. Whey Natural USA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture-fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com. USA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WayNaturalUSA.com. From the people who brought you Aura MD, now get a bottle of the Man Facial Moisturizer for Men from Trusted Health Products. No parabens, GMOs, synthetic chemicals, or additives. Just pure live botanical oils that will make your face look and feel younger. Your body looks 25, now make your face look the part. Go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the 100% pure skincare banner ad today. If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Bio Age banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
A special offer from Rob Regish for Blueprint Power Hour listeners. Purchase 1 year of the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 ebook for free. The first 100 subscribers will receive the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course and another surprise bonus when you order. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com today or click the Blueprint banner ad on superhumanradio.com and get on the road to Gainesville in the fast lane.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
J.R. Sean Kingston.
You're way too beautiful, girl. That's why it'll
Welcome
never
back.
Work. You have me
the holidays are here and everybody's looking to save money. Well, you can save money on Whey Natural USA's fantastic whey protein powder from grass pasture fed cows by using the coupon code. Rob, what's the coupon code? Coach Rob?
Coach Rob 10.
So Coach Rob spelled out and 10. Coach Rob 10. When you go to Whey Natural USA, you go to Whey Natural USA's website by clicking my banner ad if you want. And then once there at checkout, use the coupon code Coach Rob 10, Coach Rob 10 to save 10% off any order of any size, right? It doesn't matter what size they buy.
Yeah. I mean, if you're looking to sample it, just grab the 1 pounder and see for yourself.
There you go.
Great stuff.
Save 10%. All right. So the next question comes from Patrick Patterson. Can you discuss hyperhydration and whether or not it's helpful above and beyond being adequately hydrated? What do you think about that?
Well, this was a timely question because this is something I've been looking into recently. It's a well-established truth that if you're going to make a macro change to either your physiology or your performance, you usually have to modulate a macronutrient. And more often than not, that's limited to rearranging your carbs, fat, and protein. If you look closer, though, you'll notice another macronutrient that most trainees overlook, good old water. It always struck me as odd, given water is much more prolific in the body than any other macronutrient. Most athletes limit their experimentation with their water table to creatine and muscle cell volumizing with creatine and like compounds. That's only the tip of the iceberg, though. There is evidence, it turns out, that hyperhydration does improve performance versus so-called euhydration, or just being adequately hydrated. This 2008 Canadian study showed that pre-exercise hyperhydration significantly increased time to exhaustion and peak power output. And those improvements were further magnified, of course, when the athletes dehydrated. Even if dehydrated by small amounts, let's say 3%, which is not always perceptible, it results in a 10% loss in strength and 8% drop in speed. So in many sports, that's the difference between, right, taking home the gold and not even qualifying. Suffice it to say, our old friend glycerol is useful here, but so are electrolytes like sodium and potassium. There are a few other odds and ends I came across too. You know, hear me now, but the ingredients, right, what I'm talking about isn't sexy in the realm of sports nutrition, but they do stand to make a profound difference, both in your appearance and performance. So much so that next month, or a future month, I should say, in the Blueprint Bulletin, I'm going to be speaking to you just how profound that difference is and how to get the edge with some common items found in virtually any health food store, in even your kitchen. So I don't know if you've ever had the experience, but I remember it vividly at a powerlifting meet and hyperhydrating and the difference it made. Interesting to me, too, that the difference is, you know, no small amount. Even if you are adequately hydrated, you can improve your performance further by hyperhydrating. So, well worth looking into, Patrick.
But you got to be careful of this term hyperhydration, in my opinion. Okay? And what I mean by that is, there, you can hydrate to a dangerous level. We've actually done shows. This is more a risk for people who do distance running because they tend to do this. But if you attempt to drink too much water, you can disrupt electrolytes. And it's a phenomenon called hyponatremia. And taken to extremes, it can kill you. You may recall a woman last Christmas who was on a radio show out on the West Coast, and they had to go on a roller coaster and drink water, and the person who was able to drink the most water and stay on the roller coaster the longest would win like an Xbox, and she died. Her heart stopped because she drank like a gallon of water in like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And her electrolytes went bonkers and her heart stopped beating. So be cautious how far you take this hyperhydration approach. It doesn't take a lot to become hyperhydrated, just like it doesn't take a lot to become dehydrated.
Yeah, it's a fine line.
You know, experiment with it. Because if you start hyperhydrating and all of a sudden you notice like your heart rhythm changes and stuff, you need to back off.
Amen.
The next question comes from Johnny Gray. Which, by the way, Coach Wade Johnson and I did a show last week just for you, Johnny, if you haven't heard it already.
I did hear that. That was an excellent episode.
And this Thursday we're doing, I believe, the deadlift. We're doing all three of the lifts. It's a Christmas gift from Wade Johnson to all of you. I'm a middle-aged lifter who's well past his best hormonal years, but unable to get testosterone replacement therapy from my doctor. Any suggestions? Yes, get a different doctor. Absolutely.
Yeah,
no, really, I'm serious. That's it.
Yeah. Well, up until recently, it would have been my opinion that you were out of luck, you know, short of getting another doctor, which you should absolutely pursue. But some exciting events are taking place that promise to change all that. So let's talk about SARMs. SARM is an acronym. It's short for Selective Androgen Receptor Modulator. And these compounds have a structure that does not resemble classical steroids like testosterone, but do interact with the androgen receptor. So endocrinologists expect they'll have fewer side effects since most steroids disrupt at least some bodily functions. And they do that by interacting with multiple receptors and enzymes in other parts of the body, for example, the prostate. SARMs, by contrast, only interact with the androgen receptor and leave others untouched. Now, it sounds great in theory, right? But the early SARMs weren't terribly effective, especially when compared versus the benchmark anabolics. There's a new SARM on the block, though, that looks like it might change all of that. It's called LGD4033. It's reliably delivering lean body mass gains of about a pound a week on the scale, and some pretty impressive recomp effects in the mirror. Endocrinologists at Boston University are soon to publish the results of a study they did in which 76 healthy men between ages 21 and 50 got this LGD4033. They were divided into four groups. Group one took a placebo every day for 3 weeks. That's your control group. The men in the other three groups took 0.1, 0.3, or 1 milligram of LGD4033 a day. In the men who took 1 milligram a day, their lean body mass increased 3.3 pounds in 3 weeks. Here's the kicker. They did no weight training. So gains like that are significant, although they're not absurd. If they can be kept up for, let's say, 6 to 12 weeks. Assuming that it's real muscle that's being built, it begs two questions. One, what are the side effects? And two, can those gains be maintained when you come off? It appears LGD4033 is not a liver hitter, nor does it result in suppression of luteinizing hormone. It does, however, drive HDL levels down, as well as total and free testosterone. So where does that leave you? I consider it to be something between natural supplements and anabolics, both in terms of results and side effects, which brings me to dosing. You want to administer at most 1 milligram a day to your lab rats and continue for 1 week before increasing the dosage. The point is not to see enormous results at that dose, but instead you want to evaluate your rats, right, for side effects during that time. The effective dose appears to be somewhere between 3 and 10 milligrams a day. The half-life is somewhere between 24 and 36 hours, so once a day dosing should suffice. Here's the bottom line on LGD 4033. This SARM is the most promising introduced thus far, and it's something to keep your eye on. There's no free lunch, though, given it negatively affects good cholesterol as well as your both total and free testosterone. As the logs continue to unfold, I've taken a keen interest in this stuff, and I'll be keeping tabs on its risk-to-reward ratio. In another 3 months, 3 to 6 months, I'm going to be back with an update. But this is an exciting development.
I have to chime in here.
Yeah, shoot.
I'm totally against it. Yeah, against the SARM. Absolutely. Okay? First of all, testosterone works great. Number two, there's a swack of good studies that show that is the conversion to estrogen from testosterone that begets a lot of its benefits, including mood, libido, and body fat reduction. Great about the lean body mass, but there's a lot more that testosterone does. I don't like these SARMs any more than I like statin drugs. My opinion, and the short answer is find a different doctor. Your body is low on testosterone. It's not low on LGD 30, 40, 60. Okay.
Yeah.
And the medical community wants SARMs. Not because testosterone doesn't work, but they can't make any money on testosterone. The average guy pays $6 a week for his testosterone, and that's without insurance. The LGD SARM is going to be, you know, $200 a month, and the insurance will pay $90, and they'll write off the balance, and it's a big money maker. That's all it is. Your body needs testosterone. Your body is low in testosterone. I'm totally opposed to SARMs. Totally, totally opposed to them. I don't care what anybody says, because there's more magic to testosterone than just testosterone. It's conversion to DHT. It's conversion to different types of estrogens. And it's effects in tissue that it does that these SARMs will not do.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it goes without saying that you should continue to try for tests. But I was looking at it as, okay, he can't get tests. But
No. I agree with you. I agree 100%. I'm just saying... You're not done. Look, a friend of mine, a friend of Elise's, went to the doctors the other day, and she said, I'd like to have my hormones tested. And this nitwit of a doctor said, why? It's different every day. If we test it today, it doesn't mean that's what it is tomorrow. Now, this woman is at premenopausal age. She's like in her late 40s, early 50s. And she accepted that answer. I mean, who is that doctor? Mo from the Three Stooges? Yeah, sure they change every day, but you need a baseline. So that if it didn't mean anything, why would they have an assay? This doctor was an idiot. So the reason I'm telling you this story, Johnny, is your problem isn't that you need an alternative to testosterone. You need an alternative to this doctor. If this doctor will not give you testosterone, then you must find another doctor. But so many people treat their doctors the way they treat their barbers or their hairstylists. They're afraid to go to somebody else, afraid to offend them that they went to somebody else. Well, the difference is a bad haircut and a shorter life are very, very different things.
Yeah. One other feather in testosterone's cap.
Please.
Is this. We have a good handle on what it does, what it doesn't do, and its risk and reward profile.
Yeah.
Right? Almost 60 years of both studies and real world experience. These SARMs are brand new, which means understand you're going to be an experiment if you do decide, you know, to undertake use. We don't know yet if they cause cancer. We don't know what the risk to reward profile is. And as such, they're uncharted waters. Testosterone isn't. It's a known entity.
And guess what? We have 60 years of testosterone supplementation research, right? But we have a million years of testosterone being in your body and in your ancestors' bodies. So your body knows what to do with testosterone. It doesn't know what to do with SARMs. Find a different doctor. If you need help finding a different doctor, message me on Facebook or email me through the website. We'll find a doctor for you. I promise you that.
That's right.
All right, let's do this. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Rob.
No, I was going to say, since he's gunning for a 400 bench.
Better get optimized. Better get optimized. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more. The Blueprint Power Hour. Later in the show, Eric Fiorillo joins us. A dude who lifts heavy things, goes all around the world lifting heavy things. He's going to talk about the dead stop method of training. Very interesting. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Throw away those muscle-building rag mags and listen to real health information you can trust.
So right now what's trending is like resistance exercise, CrossFit. So he's like, well, I'm going to write an article that will make all of those people go, what? There are people out there who are trying to convince themselves that heavy resistance training is not good for you. They want to be substantiated by why they don't go into the gym and do any kind of work. In order for you to get rhabdomyolysis, you have to be an extremely well-trained athlete who pushes your body beyond the point of no return. And even then you may not get rhabdo.
Only on Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
They couldn't get rhabdo if I said, get rhabdo and I'll give you $1 million.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat?
Do you avoid protein powder because it upsets your stomach? Want a protein powder with zero fat and lactose-free? Look no further. Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Pure Whey Isolate delivers 25 grams of pure whey without any of the fat or lactose. And for a limited time, you can get a 5-pound jug of Pure Whey Isolate for $50 and free shipping. It's the lowest price you'll find anywhere, guaranteed. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge Nutrition banner ad and use coupon code SHR today. Limit one per household.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
A special offer from Rob Regish for Blueprint Power Hour listeners. Purchase 1 year of the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 ebook for free. The first 100 subscribers will receive the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course and another surprise bonus when you order. Go to the BlueprintBulletin.com today or click the Blueprint banner ad on SuperhumanRadio.com and get on the road to Gainesville in the fast lane.
From the people who brought you Aura MD, now get a free bottle of beautiful facial moisturizer for women from Trusted Health Products. No parabens, GMOs, synthetic chemicals, or additives. Just pure live botanical oils that will make your face look and feel younger. Your body looks 25, now make your face look the part. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 100% pure skincare banner ad today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Okay, we got lots of good questions. We actually have a question that we missed last week that we're going to get to at the end of today's show, which was originally submitted about your slingshot method that we talked about you supplementing with an anti-cholesterol type of a, what was it, the red yeast rice. So we'll get to that question later. Right now we have Panos Antonakos. I'm on my third bottle of Tranquilogen and doing great with it. The pain in my elbow is gone and my stress levels are way down. It doesn't make me sleepy as much as it takes the edge off. And if I'm hurting, it goes to work on the pain right away. I also use Synthogen before and during every workout. Never train without it. My question is this. How do I stack them?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I lost you there on the audio.
No, that's okay. How do I stack it? Do you hear me now? Okay.
Well, I'm going to be posting some stack guidelines shortly, Panos, in the blog area of Coach Rob.
We're having a problem keeping Rob on the line here. Here's what I think I have to do. I'm going to have to try playing some more music for a little while. Let's do this. All right, we're going to try this one more time with Rob Skyping in, and if it drops out again, we'll just go to the phone, okay? All right, go ahead, yep. Rob. Go ahead, Rob.
Okay. So Tranquilogen does contain some research-proven levels.
Yep, he keeps dropping. Okay, we're going to go right to the phone. Sit tight.
Either get it or you don't. You either stand or you fall.
Welcome back. Okay. Are you using a wireless internet connection by any chance, Rob? On the Skype line, are you using a wireless internet connection?
Yeah, usually pretty good.
Nah, that's the problem. Wireless internet connection is okay with Skype for short durations. If you want to stay on the line for an hour, hour and a half, forget about it. It just doesn't work. I learned that a long time ago. Okay, so let's get back to the answering this question.
Yeah. I'm saying, you know, Tranquilogen contains research-proven levels of maybe the world's best studied adaptogen, rhodiola, rosea. It has an acute impact on your stamina, allowing you to train harder and longer. So in 2004, physiologists in Belgium discovered that stamina and oxygen uptake of student athletes rose immediately after ingesting 200 milligrams of rhodiola. And the neat thing is you'll see it in your treadmill times and be able to keep that brisker pace up even longer. Second, muscle damage is repaired a lot faster owing to the curcumin concentrate that we use. According to an animal study done at Emory University in 99, curcumin speeds up muscle recovery by at least a factor of 5. And those findings were later validated by the U.S. Army in a study that was not funded by the supplement company. Finally, curcumin is an excellent glucose disposal agent. In fact, according to at least one study, the more curcumin muscle cells were exposed to, the more glucose they absorb. And that takes about a half hour ingesting, after ingesting curcumin, by the way, to have that effect. So dose it accordingly. When you add Synthogen to that, many report delayed onset muscle soreness as being all but obliterated. I know that's true in my case. More importantly, the body recovers its strength quicker between sessions. And the savvy athlete understands that he can get in more productive workouts in any given week, month, or year. So armed with that knowledge and a little planning, stacking the two is like night and day. You know, training with and without it, it's like I said, night and day. Huge difference. I have yet to speak to a single athlete that tried this that didn't notice same and tell me that's exactly how it went. So I hope that helps, Thanos. It's a great stack. Great stack.
A lot of people are singing the praises. And you know what? I got to tell you, I started using curcumin because of you. You know, I mean, I had always used ginger extract and stuff like that, but I had kind of stayed away from curcumin because I thought, well, I'm probably getting a lot of the benefits of curcumin from the gingerol. But the reality is, they are very, very different in the way that they interact with the body. And I take 2,200 milligrams every single day. I get a good C3. I use the C3 standardized complex. I don't buy the biocurcumin because there's a biocurcumin produced by a company in Indiana just north of me that is the one that the research on a couple different disease states was done. And it claims to have a very, very high bioavailability. However, when you look at the cost of a C3 complex curcumin from, let's say, Vitacost, and the amount that you have to take in order to get the same biological activity as the biocurcumin, it's cheaper to buy the C3 complex and take that.
Yeah, and you know what? Whatever product you use, you're going to know right quick, especially if you have any kind of pain like tendonitis or arthritis. You know, it's pretty immediate. It's when you run out of it, you will notice it. If you have any chronic pain like that, I do in my elbow, and even injuries. You know, if we had one guy call and say that he had a severe toothache, and he took curcumin and it got him through until he could see the dentist. So,
well, let me ask you a question: is it better to take curcumin, you think, with a high fat meal? I don't know why I feel this way, but I try to take my curcumin when I'm eating fatty foods. And post-workout, I do have some fat, obviously, in my meal when I have one of those big mega meals. You think it matters?
I suspect that may be the case. I'm not aware of any research that supports it, but I have noticed the same thing. We do know that curcumin without, let's say, piperine or black pepper extract is not absorbed well at all, and that piperine increases bioavailability by some 2,000% in humans.
So just make sure there's pepper in your food when you eat and take it.
Yeah, you know, black. I mean, most supplement companies, us included, we use Bioperin from Sabinsa.
Right.
But the truth is, you know, black pepper is black pepper, and it does improve uptake and assimilation of a wide range of nutrients, and curcumin is one of them.
Okay, let's go to this question that we missed from last week from Wayne Enos. I don't know if he actually listened to the show or he saw the post about the slingshot cycle.
Oh, yeah.
But he said, that slingshot cycle that you talked about last week, it sounds familiar. Is it the same as the one in Big Beyond Belief, which is Leo Costa's book from many years ago that still is a very, very effective training approach?
Yeah, it is not the same. That's a good question and a shrewd observation. But it is not the same as what's found in Big Beyond Belief.
Because Big Beyond Belief talks about overreaching, then laying back, then overreaching again and laying back. But what you were talking about was using the a phenomenon that occurs when using statin drugs. Is
right.
Rhabdomyolysis, which is rapid breakdown of muscle. We know that muscle breakdown, it leads to supercompensation in healthy individuals, not in disease state individuals. And you were talking about using red yeast rice, which is where lovastatin was discovered, one of the most popular statin drugs. Red yeast rice has some similar cholesterol static effects on the liver as prescription drugs. So you were saying to use that to enhance muscle breakdown, but you don't use it every day like a statin drug. You would use it pre-workout to prime the pumps for greater muscle damage, but then post-workout, you go to your normal post-workout recovery, food, and rest, and so on, without the damaging effects of this cholesterol-lowering approach. So that you actually are using it like a slingshot in that you're getting greater damage, but then recovering all that damage, right?
Yeah. We've been playing with it a little bit to see what the optimal use protocol is. But ultimately what we found was that the overreaching phase wherein you're using red yeast rice and purposefully overreaching. Most systems have you spend far too long a time, in my opinion, in that state. I've seen anywhere from 2 weeks to a month. And at that point, muscle loss becomes real. In fact, it's my opinion that it can be done and done well in a span of just 5 days, where the overreaching phase, once it's completed, you then have 3 weeks of super compensation where you discontinue use of red yeast rice, load in the calories, and start taking, you know, recovery agents like Synthogen and or Tranquilizin, where the body has now had every muscle growth mechanism in it marshaled. There's a lot of adaptive energy in the body. The only problem is it doesn't have the bricks, getting back to our prior discussion, to build with in terms of calories and protein. Well, we flood it for 3 weeks, take the red yeast rice out of the equation, and I am getting some really, really exciting.
Okay, so you're actually espousing using the red yeast rice for a period of time, a few weeks, you're saying?
No, actually 5 days.
5 days, that's more sensible. Okay, good, good.
Yeah.
And what about using it more acutely? What about using red yeast rice? Let's say, does the onset of red yeast rice occur rapidly? So in other words, if I take red yeast rice this morning, will I see a change in blood lipids shortly thereafter, or is it cumulative? You have to take it a few days to see it.
You know, I'll be honest, I don't know. What I did find out was that originally I tried dosing red yeast rice just prior to the workout and then rapidly refeeding afterwards, you know, a day off and repeat that process. That did not work as well as a dedicated 5 day period.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, in my mind, it goes back to Dr. Ham Siles' gas theory, general adaptation to stress. You need to create that alarm in both the body and the brain that something is wrong. And therefore, thereafter, rather, the body will marshal all of its anabolic machinery to upregulate every muscle-building process that it has. And that's when you pull the big switcheroo. For whatever reason, it seems that doing that for a period of about 5 days sends the strongest signal, and then you get a huge rebound.
Interesting.
I'm getting from guys.
So you have people out there that are experimenting with this, huh?
Yeah. I've got, let's say, 4 or 5 guys that I've spoken with, and I get emails from with updates, and it's like somebody, when you rebound, it's like somebody stuck an air hose in you.
Okay, for those of you who are hearing this for the first time, this was last week's Blueprint Tip of the Day, right?
Yeah, the slingshot cycle.
So you just have to go to last week's show and listen to that. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to do the blueprint tip of the day. L-DOPA plus asthma medications, could they produce steroid-like results? You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour on Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is one of those things I think it's going to be 30 years from now, and people are going to go, oh, damn, this didn't work out right.
He's serving up an all-you-can-eat buffet of brain food.
It's gotten worse for us who are overweight because we're now paying our fair share for things that we didn't have to before.
Get it while it's hot.
The fact that there's only 50% of the population is obese, that means the other 50% is doing something different.
You're listening to your daily dose of wisdom. Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and
sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
From the people who brought you Aura MD, now get a bottle of the Man Facial Moisturizer for Men from Trusted Health Products. No parabens, GMOs, synthetic chemicals, or additives. Just pure live botanical oils that will make your face look and feel younger. Your body looks 25, now make your face look the part. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com and click the 100% pure skincare banner ad today.
People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WhyNaturalUSA.com. Whey Natural USA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. Whey Natural USA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture-fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WhyNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WhyNaturalUSA.com.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. Later in the show, Eric Fiorelli. I'm sorry, Fiorello. Wrong vowel at the end of his name. We'll be on. Here's a guy who goes all... do you know who Eric is, Rob?
I don't.
I may get this wrong and he can correct me on the air, but he went to like Finland or Iceland. He went to Iceland to lift a stone. There's a stone there. And I want to say it sounds like the Husa something stone. It's a big, giant, heavy, like 450-pound, nearly 500-pound stone that men have traveled all over the world to lift and walk completely around a goat pen that's on the top of a mountain. It's a rite of passage for strong men to do. He made the trip. I believe he did do it.
Wow.
Yeah, and he's all about strength, and he's designed some really interesting strength training equipment too, including something called the coffin for guys who want to lift heavy stones and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But he trains a lot of his athletes with this thing called a dead stop method. Very, very heavy, resistance method, starting at the bottom of a movement and coming out of the hole with it instead of preloading and coming down with it. We're going to talk about this because it can propel you, but it also needs to be done with complete sensibility, obviously.
That's an incredible method. I've used that before.
Yeah, well, he teaches it. He uses it. And obviously the dead stop method is what you do when you lift those Atlas stones because they're dead on the ground, and you're moving them.
So I think I've read about that stone in, was it Milo or Milo?
I don't know. The magazine model. Yeah, I know what you're talking
about.
Yeah, it probably was. I mean, people travel from all over the world to test their mettle by lifting this stone and walking around this goat pen, which obviously it's a big goat pen. It's not like a little play pen. It's a long distance you have to walk it around. And it's an awkward stone. It's difficult to hold. And I'll have him tell the story again, but I want to say the guy who did this first was like a preacher. Like a priest or something, that he used to bring the men up there and make them do this, and it was part of his whole preaching. You know, being strong was part of his message, and so we'll have Eric on a little bit later in the show. Okay, the blueprint tip of the day. L-DOPA, which stands for levodopa, plus asthma medications equals steroid-like results. I know where you're going with this already, because the asthma medications are of the buterol type, right?
Yeah. You know, remember I told you I got my gym back last week?
Yeah.
Well, it came with a few boxes, and one of the boxes contained this that I had just came across and put it away. I thought it really interesting. If you look hard enough, you sometimes come across non-steroidal oddball combinations of drugs that claim steroid-like results. Now, most of them are questionable or don't pan out or whatnot, but this one may be different. You're no doubt familiar with clenbuterol, right? The buzz that it caused.
And its little brother, albuterol.
And its brother, right. And it's an asthma medication.
Right, but let's explain what it is. It's a beta adrenergic receptor activator. So it docks in the receptor that a specific type of adrenal hormone docks in that happens to cause bronchial dilation as part of its side effect. So when the dinosaur started chasing you, part of the fight or flight response was the machinery needed oxygen. So some of the hormones produced by the adrenal glands, which not only spark us into action, also allow the machinery to work better by dilating stuff, most notably the lungs, so you can get more air in faster to produce more energy and run. And that's what the medical industry capitalized on in bronchial dilation, which is both the clenbuterol and albuterol forms.
Yeah, and interestingly enough, it resulted in some profound physique alterations within about 2 weeks.
Right.
But then its effects rapidly downregulated.
Right.
Right. The issue with clen was that it was a perfect fit for its receptor, and thus the effect petered out rather quickly.
Right. Because remember why would it peter out? Look at this through evolutionary eyes for a second. That hormone was never designed to be docked in the receptor long term unless you're like being chased 24 hours a day for 2 weeks. So the body goes, wait a minute, this has got to be a false alarm, and it downregulates its sensitivity to the activity. This was like nitric oxide. Those of you who know about race cars, right? You don't flip the nitrous switch while you're just idling around town. It'll actually melt the engine. You flip it at that one time that you're making a go for it, and then it runs out and it's done.
Yeah. Yeah. And when you add to that concerns about cardiotoxicity, right, with clen and its legal
you mean coronary toxicity, right? I mean,
heart.
It's dangerous to the heart, exactly.
You arrive at an unfavorable risk to reward profile, in my opinion. So still, you know, it offers us a glimpse into the potential class that these asthma drugs have. So with that in mind, I was poking around and found something that you're likely going to be interested in, or at least find surprising. 10 years ago, neurologists at the University of Arkansas published the results of a small study, which really will get your attention. The anabolic effects of this drug combination were remarkable, doubly so, given neither was a steroid. There were 8 people in this study. They all suffered from Parkinson's. They had an average age of 59, and they were already taking L-DOPA, which is an amino that boosts production of dopamine. What was known was that cells absorb more L-DOPA and therefore produce more dopamine when they're exposed to beta-2 agonists, the kind typically found in asthma medication. What they wanted to try was a combination of salbutamol, a mild beta-2 agonist, and L-DOPA to see what effect it would have on the patients. So they gave the subjects 4 oral dosage of salbutamol in addition to the L-DOPA they were taking. They weight trained twice a week, and they were studied for 14 weeks. Check this out. Although maximal strength increased only a modest amount, and their total body weight didn't change, their body composition did change, and radically so. In short, the subjects gained a whopping 17 pounds of muscle, or better than a pound a week. There is one catch for this. L-DOPA is easy enough to come by in the form of a highly standardized butynopurine extract. I've seen a couple of 98% extracts out there. Albuterol, however, which is the beta-2 agonist in question in the asthma medication, that is prescription only, at least in the United States. And if you look in the other beta-2 agonists, they're either banned or you need a prescription, right? It turns out, though, that while what I was looking at isn't a perfect fit at the receptor level, there's another legal medication that's quite likely to do the job. And not being a perfect fit at the receptor might very well be a good thing in this case, right, as the effects don't diminish over time. I'm currently running this combo right now, and I'm going to shoot my results out to Blueprint Bulletin subscribers shortly in a future issue. But it brings up an interesting observation that I had. Activation of the beta agonist pathway, that fight or flight, seems to be necessary to stimulate muscle growth, and in some cases, even without training. Here's what I found. Check it out. In chickens, beta agonists are shown to be stronger growth-promoting agents than steroids. In fact, they produce muscle growth without the stimulus of exercise. And again, yeah, it's in chickens, but, you know, consider that just for a second. They're not effective in rats in that regard. And the effects on humans haven't been studied. We obviously have enough people that have been taking asthma meds, and they're not growing huge amounts of muscle. But other studies I found show that beta antagonists working against the effect these drugs have cause muscles to shift from fast twitch to slow twitch and cause muscle tissue breakdown. So in short, it's no coincidence, I don't think, that the large amounts of beta agonists, like adrenaline, noradrenaline, are produced during high-intensity training that we all need to cause muscle growth. Even if you gain half of what was reported in this study, it's an incredible amount of muscle to put on in a short period of time, assuming you're past the newbie stage. If you couple that information with what we learned earlier about SARMs and so forth and the slingshot cycle and using naturally occurring statins to increase muscle tissue breakdown, it points to some exciting possibilities. It really does. Have you heard of this before?
No, I have not. I mean, I've heard of using beta-adrenergic receptor activators to add muscle.
Right.
But, you know, I've always heard the same story. And the other thing I don't like about them is that they do increase your heart rate and blood pressure and so on. But I know that they work. But I've never heard this before. It's really interesting.
Yeah. And it's, you know, I had forgot about it entirely. But I also had a copy of Duchenne's original underground steroid handbook, the original. And he talked at length in there about clenbuterol,
yeah,
how it worked and, you know, why it worked so well. But this combination with L-DOPA was, I just hadn't heard about it or seen it anywhere else. And I would be interested in talking to people that may, you know, take the plunge and give this a whirl.
Here's the only thing I would say. Tread cautiously, because increasing dopamine levels can have some negative effects if you get them too high. We see this in people who are treated for neurological disorders. Dopamine is a very, very powerful neural hormone. Very, very powerful. I mean, so powerful that, do you remember that movie where Robin Williams was a doctor and he was in a hospital where everybody in this ward was in a coma, and he woke them up, and one of them was Robert De Niro. He woke them up. They all woke up. They all came out of their coma for like a week or two, but then they all went back into their coma at the end of the movie. You know what movie I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do. A long time ago.
Okay.
Right?
He gave those people Sinemet, which is both carbidopa and levodopa combined, which is used for people who have Parkinson's disease. Dopamine is so strong that it can wake a person up out of a coma. Think about that. But it can't do it for very long, because then the body becomes, again, it's like that. You don't want to flip the supercharger every time or you burn things out. So dopamine is very, very strong. I would say tread, cautiously with this one. Start out with very, very low doses if you're going to experiment with it, and give it time. to show some results before you start upping your dose. That's all I would say.
Yeah. You know, dopamine truly is one of those you don't want to play triple the dose and hope for the most.
Yeah.
More is not better. But I thought it a really interesting, another outside-the-box strategy.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, that people may have overlooked.
And there's lots of ways of raising your own dopamine levels that may tend to be beneficial as well. And so start paying attention more to dopamine. It's just not a feel-good hormone, right?
Amen.
Great show Amen. Today, Rob, as usual.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. And let's go ahead and plug the Blueprint banner ad on Supremo Radio. If you sign up for the Blueprint Bulletin, you automatically get for free the Blueprint itself. You get the add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout session, which works, plus a special gift when you sign up for the Blueprint Bulletin. And also, let's not forget, if you want the single best whey protein powder in the world, it's Whey Natural USA. And if you go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural banner ad, there's two of them. Once you get to the website, select the size that you want to order. At checkout, use the coupon code COACHROB, COACHROB, 10, COACHROB 10, all one string, lowercase, and save 10% off so you can check the stuff out and find out why it's the only protein powder that Elisa and I will use. Thanks a lot, Rob.
Thank you.
All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we'll have Eric Fiorillo on, and we're going to talk about lifting heavy things. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
They say that tough love is sometimes the best advice. Well, he's got the toughest love.
Why you should not drink diet sodas, it's very, very simple. If you don't subscribe to the idea that they're toxic, fine. Then subscribe to the idea that they cause a derangement in insulin response. If you don't subscribe to that, fine. Then subscribe to the idea that they spike insulin. I mean, it's like, do whatever you want, but why do we need science to tell us to stop consuming more chemicals? Are you really that pathetically addicted to something that's not good for you? Then say it. Say, I'm addicted to these things and I can't help myself. I know they're bad for me. I'm going to keep using them, and then we don't have to do research.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
From the people who brought you Aura MD, now get a bottle of the Man Facial Moisturizer for Men from Trusted Health Products. No parabens, GMOs, synthetic chemicals, or additives. Just pure live botanical oils that will make your face look and feel younger. Your body looks 25, now make your face look the part. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 100% pure skincare banner ad today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides. Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the superhuman nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Yes, Fever. It is just you and I against the solar system. But with this machine, we shall win.
Welcome back. Okay. There's lots of guys out there that are strong men, but very few of them get on a plane and fly to places like Iceland to prove just how strong they are. My next guest is one of those people. He's Eric Fiorelli. I'm sorry, Fiorello. I keep wanting to put an I at the end of your name instead of an O. I don't know why I do that, Eric. I'm sorry.
That's okay, Carl.
But anyway, Eric, for those who've never heard your story, because you've been on before, let's talk about... What is it? Is it called the Husafell rock? What is it called?
Husafell, H-U-S-A-F-E-L-L, stone.
Okay, the Husafell stone is a stone on the top of a mountain in Iceland that men have challenged, or it has challenged men, for how 100 years now?
Oh, hundreds of years.
Hundreds of years.
Yeah, oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay, guys go there to prove how strong they are, to lift this odd-shaped stone that is not easy to lift and is about 450 pounds, am I right?
418 pounds.
418 pounds, and then you have to walk around a goat pen.
Yep.
That made of wood, just you know, on the top.
No, no. Goat pen is all stones. It's approximately about 50 meters, and it's on a lot of shale. You know, it's not like your smooth driveway. It's up and down a little bit, hill and around. This thing was mainly used. I heard you. I was listening to your show. You know, the last hour and a half. It basically was a goat pen built by Snorri Bjornsson, who was the reverend there. The one-room steeple church is still there. That you'll see the cross as you're driving up to get to there, which is pretty incredible. So he built this all by hand out of stone. It's massive. And what he used to do is he would have his goats, and on one side he'd have them getting ready to be milked. He'd bring them over, do what he had to do, and he would block him off with the Husafell stone. What happened was he got so proficient with this stone was he could start carrying it around the pen. This thing is huge. It's I have the steel stones, and we mimicked it quite a bit off there. It's over 8 inches just on the sides of the stone alone. It's volcanic, and it is extremely smooth, and it feels like it's always wet. So,
and quite often it is always wet, because when you
correct.
Get to the top of this mountain, it's usually humid or has just rained or...
Well, let me put it to you this way. You're over 3,000 feet up. I can just give you like a quick description of it. It's gorgeous, all right? Your snow-capped mountains around you. Obviously, the church, if you pull up, it'd be to the far right. The cemetery is there where Reverend Bjornsson is buried, of course. His great-great-nephew or some relation is still there, and you usually go down and speak to him. He's a massive – you see the stones this guy carves. It'd blow your mind. Walking right up to the goat pen, he's got a massive stone of the reverend there, one side of his face all carved out of stone. He's got, like, this little hobby house there where he built – the best thing to describe would be like a xylophone. He built all the keys or whatever they would call them out of stone. You ought to hear this guy play.
Wow.
It's unbelievable. But the whole point of this thing is when we went – I've gone now twice. I went in 2008 on the Viking Challenge. It was put together by Bill Crawford, who writes, he's from New Hampshire. He writes quite a bit for Milo. He's a doctor. And it was guys from the UK, Scotland, Iceland, United States, of course. We got over there. It was a pretty big tour. I mean, we did a massive tour of Iceland in like 5 days. And, I mean, we hit places where I remember when Dennis was talking to you last week, if something ever happened to you, you can get buried there. You're done.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say. So, in other words, if you blow a hamstring like I did, there's no ride to the hospital from there.
No, someone's going to pack you. That's what I'll go into next. You're going to have to get packed in a car and go. Now, in 2008, when I went, everything went good for the first day. I think it was day and a half, and we were traveling sometimes 4 to 5 hours, and we were out in these roads where we were the chief of police of Iceland. He was one of the great lifter, you know.
Really?
He was a big throw guy, all that. We were traveling on these roads 120 miles an hour, 100 miles an hour, because Toyota had sponsored us, so we had those big, huge SUVs, and you had to have them. I mean, it was so remote. So we got out there, and I got to the next part of the meet, which was the Stones of Latra. And we were right on the ocean, and it was cold as could be, and it was just awesome. I mean, you had these big, huge column stones. They called the Judas Stone, everything. So I'm pulling these stones, and you got to put them on this big, massive thing. And I got up to the big one. It was like, I think it was 370 or 390, and I hear it sounded like a paper cut, like we're tearing a piece of paper right down. I tore my bicep. All right, so now this makes reference, obviously, to get back to the hospital. So there was a doctor there and everything. You know, I wasn't really in any pain. I mean, you know, it was starting to bruise, and we put stuff on it. And we went to the nearest part of Iceland to go, and, you know, he took me into the hospital. And these people were great. They didn't know me from anybody. I mean, this is big stuff to them. I mean, this culture revolves around that style of stone. I mean,
right.
If you could ask anybody, they'll tell you what a Husafell stone is. So we get in there, and, you know, they did all the x-rays, and I wasn't in pain. They gave me painkillers. They didn't take any. Well, it was torn, and they were like, you know, it's not to the point where you could, you know, we could surgically fix it, or you're going to have something move up and, you know, it's going to reattach because it wasn't ripped off the bone. So, you know, you're kind of shook at that point, and you're like, you got to kind of step back now, and you got to figure what you're going to do.
Right.
So I wanted to stay for the rest of the tour, and I did, because there was two more places. We had to go to Legenstein, which is a tombstone to lift, and then Husafell. And, I came there for Husafell, and that's what it is. Well, I decided to stay. And you stay with your men, you know. You're like an army, and
right.
Everybody was like, you know, don't leave. And you don't do that to you. I don't know these guys, but these are people I built some rapport with, and I really enjoyed them.
Right.
And we went through the whole tour, came home, had it checked out, blah, 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 blah. You know, I went in there, and the thing that scared me when they said was, well, if we go in, you know, we've got to go in through the elbow. And, you know, I made my living at the time. I was a systems programmer working on the mainframe. So to lose my hands for a while, that's my livelihood. But it wouldn't have mattered if I had. So the thing that kind of just told me that we're not going to do it is he said, you know, I've never had an accident with this, but if I do a nick a nerve, you're going to lose your hand.
Right.
Well, guess what? I was like, you know what? He said, you might lose 5% of your strength in that arm. I was like, I'll take the 5% rather than lose the hand.
Right.
All right. So, to make a
And you and I both know that you can find ways to compensate for that 5%. Other muscles will start to do more work.
Hey, Carl, I'll tell you something. Now, it's weird because I have left-handers in my family, okay? I'm a righty. But I've always been kind of prone. I've never batted left-hander at that, but I've always been prone right to even adulthood. I've always picked stuff up with my left before my right.
Right.
Okay? And I've never been cognizant of that until that injury happened. But I'm going to tell you something right now. My left arm is strong as hell. I don't think it's ever been stronger than it is right now.
Isn't that
okay?
Funny?
Well, and I'm going to just hit on something real quick, too. That show you did with Roland Thomas last week, I'm going to tell you, I think that was the best show I've ever heard you do.
He's a great guy, isn't he?
Great. That guy, I sat in my chair for an hour and 35 minutes and listened even to the commercials.
Ah, that's
okay.
Funny.
Now, here's the deal. I went and called him like you said to do. And he sent me a couple big samples, the F2 and F3. And this guy, I got to call him tomorrow. He wants to work with me. because he thinks of what I'm doing is so interesting and the damage I'm doing to myself. We've had a long talk, but I don't want to take away from the show. So we went in 11 real quick. We hit a storm that we're lucky we got out of there with our lives. I lifted the stone, but you couldn't get around. So I'm getting ready to go in 14. That's what I'm doing right now.
Okay. So now let's talk about something else for a second.
Yeah, you got it.
You train individuals who want to be strong. You've created something that I think is so cool.
Mm-hmm.
You call it the coffin, which
yeah.
is almost shaped like a tombstone as much as a coffin.
Yeah.
And it actually has, you've got one that's made out of metal. And
yep.
you can load it with sand or shot. And on top of that, it's got some, spool, what do I want to call them? Stems on it that you can
yep.
hang plates on.
Yeah. We've built three of them. A buddy of mine, Alex Verardi, he owns a body shop, but this guy can build anything, and went to the plans with it. And I had to have something to get ready for Iceland with. And you know something? You can go and get as many natural stones as you want, but it's not the same thing.
Right.
I don't care what anybody tells you. So we come up with this idea, and we build these monstrosities, and these stones can hold literally at least 500 pounds a shot in them. And I can hold on the plate trees. If I do thin tens and they're not Olympic standard plate, we can get probably another deuce on them. So we can get another 200 pounds on them. So, I mean, that thing can light up anything. Well, with every version of that stone, we got better. Now, the last one, which is the H3, we call it, the Husa Steel 3, we did chambers in that thing. So I can literally look. It looks like a maze in there the way we built it. So now it's no longer just bottom heavy. That's why I put the stems on the top. You ought to see this thing. And we did some video the weekend before, of carrying it. And we were doing these load up and load downs where right now the stone is at 225. So I'd walk maybe 10 to 12 feet, just rip down with it, and then keep loading it to the point where we got to 300 and just went down with that. So what it does, it gives you this endurance and power like you wouldn't believe, because this thing's a full-body workout.
Right.
And anybody that tells you that you're going to come back 24 hours is blowing smoke up your skirt, because this stuff is just damaged.
Yeah, nothing taxes the body like these. That's why even like when I used to do farmer's walks.
Yep.
Heavy farmer's walks, you need to take a couple days off. People don't realize your traps, your neck, everything. I mean, your
lower
shoulders.
Back.
Yeah.
Screams.
Oh,
so,
yeah, yeah.
So,
and
this is what I wanted to prelude into. When you talked about the dead stop squat. Okay.
Okay, well wait a minute. We have to take a break. So here's
okay.
Because we have to pay some bills.
We're gonna
take a break, and when we come back, we're gonna talk about harnessing the dead stop approach, and I'm sure that it's more than just the squat we can use this in.
Oh, I got a laundry list for you.
Well, there you go. We're talking right now with Eric Fiorillo. A strongman extraordinaire is an understatement. Manufacturing things to help people become stronger, ways for people to become stronger, and we're gonna be discussing the dead stop method when we come back. Stay tuned.
There's something comforting about knowing he's out there.
Government is in place because it assumes that people are too stupid to care for themselves.
By your side.
Government has to take up the parental role of teaching people what to do.
Fighting the good fight.
Government has to get out of people's pantries, first of all. They can't legislate health.
He's Carl Lenore on Super Human Radio.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
A special offer from Rob Regish for Blueprint Power Hour listeners. Purchase 1 year of the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 ebook for free. The first 100 subscribers will receive the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course and another surprise bonus when you order. Go to the BlueprintBulletin.com today or click the Blueprint banner ad on SuperhumanRadio.com and get on the road to Gainesville in the fast lane.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Bio Age banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
From the people who brought you Aura MD, now get a free bottle of beautiful facial moisturizer for women from Trusted Health Products. No parabens, GMOs, synthetic chemicals, or additives. Just pure live botanical oils that will make your face look and feel younger. Your body looks 25, now make your face look the part. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 100% pure skincare banner ad today. Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Eric Fiorello. Now we're going to talk about the dead stop method of training. First of all, explain what the dead stop method of training is, and then we can discuss how it can be employed in different lifts. How about that?
Sure. That's no problem. Basically, when you're doing any type of dead stop movement, of course, you're going to need a power rack. And it's going to have to be a well-constructed power rack, 4x4 normally. Mine is the holes are spaced out 2 inches apart. What this is going to entail is this. You're going to need at least one or two sets of the long rods that go through the rack from front to back. It's going to be side to side there. Pin them. And you're going to take some form of a bar. I would suggest, I'm not going to plug it, but I will. Iron Mines, Buffalo bar. Strong. You're going to need something very strong when you do this. So basically what you're going to do is you're going to have somebody measure you sitting at basically squatting right down where you're going to be at a parallel height. Mm-hmm. At that point, you're going to put the rods through there. You're going to put your bar on top of those two rods. You're going to load it, and you're going to basically come right up underneath it and explode standing up. This is no rebound. This weight is dead on top of you. So you're using basically from head to toe everything you got in your whole body.
Now, I would imagine that you have to really be warmed up first of all, right?
Yes, correct.
So for the squat, would you warm up with just basic squats, maybe just some the bar only, maybe 135, just get everything flowing?
No. I'll tell you what I do. This is all part of when we were talking about last week with Dennis about the weight loss formula.
Right,
I do.
Right.
Okay. This is what I've been doing for years. They're called squat pull-ups. And basically, you're going to set a bar at chin height in your power rack, and you're going to grab this thing like reverse-wise with your hands, and you're going to squat down and pull yourself up with your arms. This was made very famous by Leonard Schwartz. He was very big with heavy hands. I'm sure you remember that back in the 80s.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I got into this stuff probably in the last 15 years like this. Now, it's not the only thing I do for a warm-up, but I find this stuff cooks your system. Neurologically, you're pulling on a bar hard. You're pressing everything. You know, the mind is starting to load up. I do that. I do a thing.
So wait, let me make sure I understand. So, going down, it's all legs, but going up, it's upper body. You're pulling yourself up.
You're pushing up with the thighs and pulling with your arms up. It's an incredible thing because one thing with these dead stop squats, especially, they put a ton of tension on the biceps. because you're holding this thing. The arms are really, really loaded up when you're coming up with this bar. These things really warm your biceps. From there, I'll go to a thing called long strength. The best thing to describe that would be just picture doing a good morning. But what you're doing is you're holding on. You could do it between two chairs. So basically, you got a hand on each chair, and you're bending your body right down, okay, and coming right back up. So you're
with your
doing
feet,
that.
With your feet on the ground.
Correct.
Okay.
And then after that, I'll grab a pair of 2-pound heavy hands, and I have quite a long driveway. It's about 100 feet, and I'm up and down that. I do a set of those. Then I go right back into the power rack and do the squat pull-ups, long strength, et cetera, et cetera. I'll do that for 15 minutes straight.
Get everything flowing.
Oh, flowing ain't because that stuff lights you up. You want to bite that bar in half.
Why do you feel the biceps take such a beating at this and not just a traditional squat? You're holding the bar the same way, aren't you?
No. See, maybe it's me because of the way my shoulders are so big and stuff. I have to hold that thing, and I kind of wrap my arms up over the top of that buffalo bar.
Uh-huh.
And they put it's just maybe it's just the flexibility factor or whatever. But when I come up with that thing, it always feels like the bicep. So that's why I got into this type of warm up like this.
Interesting.
And not only that, Carl. You know, a lot of guys don't want to do anything that's heart involved or whatever because they're afraid they're going to lose size. That's a load of crap.
Right.
It's
right.
Like this stuff blows you wide open. Now, what I'm working on right now is this dead stop squat. I want to be able to walk in and open up with at least 5 or 550 to 600 now.
Just walk in, get under the bar, and bang, go straight up.
After I do that warm up?
Right.
Yep.
Okay, absolutely. So now let's talk about something else that obviously.
Sure.
So. One of the things about squatting heavy is staying tight, but it's a lot easier to stay tight when you're starting at the top and coming down because you're actually kind of using preload muscles because they are stretching under force. But how do you stay tight when you're starting at the bottom and you're blowing out? You're exploding up.
Well, you always stay tight in it, but here's the big twist in the whole thing. Should you come up wrong, okay, say I'm 2 inches to the right, it does make a big difference because chances are you might come up, but either if you don't, you're going to get dropped right on your can pretty much,
right.
Not fall off the bar. So one thing you learn right away is I mark the bar, I tape it. So I measure it all out, and I try to always get under there. Now, I'm not always perfect with it, and I still come up.
And when you come up and the bar is a little an inch to the left, it wants to swing on you, doesn't it?
No, it won't swing on me, but what it'll do is it'll really, like, take you right out of the line of your alignment as you're coming up. You know, it'd be like I stepped the wrong way, and the bar tries to take off to that side. So you won't get any whip. That's why I use that bar, because I get no whip
right.
with it at all.
Okay?
But you have to – this teaches you form, too. I don't care if you go back to the old way of the rebound. You're going to learn how to squat correctly because you don't come up with a weight if you don't get under that correctly. And you know something? I'm a big believer now more than ever. You try to get every muscle from head to toe and everything. There's no such thing as it's just the legs or it's just the back, okay?
Right.
You throw every single thing you've got in the mix and come up with that. And one thing I do with that, which you'll think is insane, but I learned something really good with it as far as balance and coordination is what I will do, say I start those out on the 12 rods, I'll put a rod on 13 and a rod on 12 and squat like that.
So you can't go all the way up. You have to stay in that zone there the
you
whole time.
You have to stay right in the zone and come up with it. You will come up with it, but I do that because I want to put more energy on one side. See, you're trying to develop muscles all over, and this thing hits the hip girdle like nothing you've ever felt. It's an incredible lift, and I do this for everything. I told you at one time, I think, that I had another piece made. It looks like the exact replica of the log they use in World's Strongest Man.
Right.
So what this does, this goes through the power rack, too. It hangs up. So this is going it would be the width of the power rack. It's coming out the side of the power rack. I put the handles in and start dead stop with that. I mean, I've hit over 450 like that, like at the third pin. I'll have one at the top pin on the other side. And the other side will be resting on 3-pin. You got to get out of it and blow it dead stop off your head.
Since this is an advanced technique, how frequently should someone use this technique in their squat protocol?
If it was someone that didn't have a lot of experience, I would say I wouldn't do it anymore in every 2 to 3 weeks, because you're really going to need some guidance with stuff like this. This is something that could take you and split you in half if you don't look out. And it can. It's, you know, even for an advanced lifter like me, it can be very dangerous if your head's not screwed on straight. I wouldn't mess around with those things at all that night. You got to be totally focused, ready to go in and just smash through everything. Because right now, I live in Albany, New York. We're getting another snowstorm right now. It's 5 degrees out, and I got to train tonight. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'll go out there with basically nothing on. I'll throw a heater on, get it to 40 degrees, and I'll train like that the whole night.
Can you use this in the bench press? It seems like I remember a lot of the powerlifters used to bench out of the chains, starting at their chest and benching up. And
without a doubt.
And the chains add weight the further you go.
Yes.
So would you do this with the bench press as well?
I have done it with the bench press, but I do the floor press. What I do is I have the platform that the power rack is lagged in. So I don't like laying on a bench because sometimes, you know, if you move a little bit, it can mess you up. So I lay flat on the floor, and I press like that. Oh, without a doubt. That, you know who made that real famous was Brooks Kubik.
Yeah, yeah.
He was very big with that stuff. I can tell you this, if you got the patience and you don't have a big ego and you can take that, this is the most beneficial stuff you could ever do. It translates to anything. This translates to stones like you wouldn't believe.
I mean, obviously the deadlift is already, you're already doing this, a dead stop movement.
Yes.
And the reality is, a standing military press, you're already doing it because you're starting at your shoulders and going up.
Absolutely.
So this is really good for the bench press and the squat more than anything else.
I do things with the deadlift too. I mean, I start them at different heights, obviously. I do a lot of isometric holds with this type of lifting, which is extremely beneficial. I mean, you want to build power. You know, just think about this. You take a 600-pound bar loaded for squatting, and you move it 4 inches, okay, and then hold it as hard as you can against a set of rods. You don't think you're, I mean, you want to talk about musculature?
Yeah.
You couldn't drink enough protein or eat enough of whatever to get like this. And this stuff, you know, like you guys are talking about hormonally and stuff, it's like you want to build hormone power. Holy cow, man. I mean, this stuff is the best stuff you could ever mess around with. I mean,
yeah.
I
would recommend that people start light. If you have never done this, you must start light.
Well, I'll tell you, without a doubt, and I'll tell you this, I'm working on an e-book right now about it, and I'm going to be doing a big thing with the squatting because I'll tell you this right now, I'm working on a 1,000-pound dead squat right now.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding. I'm trying to do this. I've got, you know, with the business being started now, coaching people with weight loss, everything, I've got, like, my head right against the wall all the time now. You know, I'm trying to make a living. You know, it's been a rough 15 months. I had a big job loss with big money. I decided, you know something, I'm not going to fool around with this. I'm going to do the training and try to build a clientele.
Right.
And put out because it'll be the first of next year. I'm going to tell you right on your show, I'm going to be putting out a big MP4 on the weight loss we did with Dennis.
That's
45
awesome.
Pounds in about 5.5 months, and the guy looks phenomenal.
Yeah. Yeah, very muscular too. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, you said you have something that I
got two things for you.
Okay, that I could benefit with my hamstring issue. We're talking with Eric Fiorello. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Carl Lenore.
I want to live longer. I want to be stronger. I want to be healthier, and I want everybody to come along.
Calling out the daytime television quacks.
I want to see Dr. Oz do those things in the gym. He's out there telling people how to be stronger, be healthier, look better, live longer. Let's see him put himself to the test. Let's see any of these people do the things that we do in this audience here.
Motivating the people.
We are the true superhuman.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat?
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance.
performance, but getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today. Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit ironmaglabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at ironmaglabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could.
Welcome back.
Maybe
Eric sings this song to his coffin stone. Maybe I didn't lift you quite as often as I should have. Right?
Right. Right now, it's probably pissed at me. It's getting snowed on real bad right now.
And it's made out of metal, right?
The metal ones are in the garage. Ah. The cement ones are out. They're my soldiers out in the driveway.
There you go. There you go. Okay. So I tore 2 hamstring muscles right off the bone.
Yep.
Deadlifting. Now it's been a few months. And quite frankly, I have noticed one thing. I can't do any open chain work any longer. I can't do leg curls with that leg because the 2 muscles, the bicep femoris and semitendinous, that are somewhat retracted and okay, kind of in a ball, they still get signals to contract. And since they're not holding on to anything, they cramp like crazy when I do that stuff. But I've been squatting.
Yep.
I did some stiff leg deadlifts a couple weeks ago with some significant weight.
Yep.
And so I feel like I will be able to do a lot of the things I used to do short of maybe leg curls.
You will, because I can just tell you from experiences with the bicep. But I'm sure you remember this many, many years ago. Well, I'll put it this way. Here's how I'll cut into it. A man is only as strong as his legs. And that's the truth.
Yeah.
That's why weightlifters usually have a lot more longevity than baseball players, boxers, anybody like that. Do you remember the old York Health boots?
No, I don't.
Oh, we got that. This is what I would do with you. If you lived in, if you were still up in the East Coast, I'd have you over here. And what these are steel shoes you put on, okay?
Okay.
These are real old. These are probably from the 30s, I think, is when Bob Hoffman started them. I've got some of the original ones, and you can get them at, I think Ivanko still makes them. If not, I know a guy that does. I could tell you off the phone.
But okay.
I could put you on a program to get those legs pretty nasty, and I think if you had somebody there with you, you might even be able to attempt a leg curl with them. They weigh approximately about 7 pounds a shoe.
You know what they look like? They look like the old, back in the old days when the guys used to wear the old, diving, gear with the big bell helmet. They used to wear these on their feet so that they were heavy and they could sink.
Yep. So they used to call them sandals, basically. Okay.
Yeah.
So what they do is they have a strap in the front and a strap in the back, and you wear whatever athletic shoe you're going to wear and you put it through there. Well, I use these quite extensively. The only thing I do with the hamstrings besides, the dead stop squats are the iron boots. I do all kinds of military movements with them, jumping jacks, up
but
and
what,
down.
Okay. So one of my fears of that. Okay. So one of the reasons I never used the old, ankle weights and stuff like that was because I was told that they could cause issues with your knees because they're pulling the knee apart. And I am missing a crucial, my left knee is missing the ACL.
Okay.
So I have to be careful. But, so, I mean, I'm wearing now a very heavy, I wear Caterpillar, steel toe boots all, everywhere.
Yep.
So you're saying that's therapeutic, huh?
Without a doubt. And if you did a program correctly, with a few of these movements, and like we talked about with the dead stop squat where you break into it, you go slow, you could build your legs. And I don't know what you look like or anything as far as build-wise, Carl, but I can tell you this from my experiences with them, these things will make your legs like iron.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding you either. If you do they make the York course. I have one of the courses. I think you might be able to get them. If you're interested, I'd be glad to get it to you some way. I think if you did this type of program and really concentrated on this, you could get those legs back to the way you wanted. Now,
well,
I know a tear is a tear, but like we said before, you know, basically, you know, it starts knitting itself. And, you know, I'm doing the algae like you are. And from when I talked to Roland, he said, you never know how this could affect that bicep. So to make a long story short, I think they're killer, and if I was going to do something, if you came to me and said, what would you want to do for this leg, I would put you on a program with those iron boots.
Yeah, I would absolutely try it. What about reverse hypers? No,
I don't know. I don't know. See, what I find being alone here most of the time is experimentation is how you get good.
Right.
And that might be something you might want to experiment. If I was going to tell you the best bang for the buck, I would try those. You get good with them. You can put a rod through them and put weights on them. I mean, John Grimmick used to use massive amounts of weight with
really?
Those things. Oh, yeah. They were incredible. But while I know we're short probably on time, I want to give you a movement, too, that you might want to
please,
do.
Please. Take your time. We can go a little long. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. This is incredible. I don't know if I came up with this, but I think I did. And one of my buddies that it was an Olympic lifter, when I told him about this, he was like, you're unbreakable now. All right. And so this is what you do. I go out and buy those cheap bars from like Dick's. I don't want to give them a plug either, but I break bars like crazy like that because I don't care what I do to them.
Right.
All right. You go in the power rack, you set the rods at about mid thigh. You take an empty bar and you shrug that thing as hard as you can. You know, you warm up prior to all this. What I do is I get 6 100-pound weights. I put 3 on each side on the floor, 3 on the other side. So now what I would suggest is you want to take some type of strap and strap the side that you haven't loaded yet down because you throw a plate on, sometimes it has a propensity to drive the bar up in the air and you could get whacked right in the head with it. What you do now, after you do your shrugs, empty bar. You go in, you load a 100-pound plate, and say we're looking at the garage wall, the back of the garage.
Okay.
You go over to the other side of the rack. Look out the open door of the garage. You load another 100-pound plate. You repeat that process 3 times, so you got now 644 pounds on that bar.
Right.
Now go back to the other side. Pull it off. Go back to the other side and pull it off. Do that for 10 minutes with a shrug in between each empty bar. And
so just loading and unloading you're talking about.
That's all you're doing. But you're taking, think about this. That's 1,200 pounds you're removing constantly.
Yeah.
And you want to, when everybody's saying, well, I do this at this angle and I do my grip, that does every piece of your body right there. I mean, I've been doing this stuff, and I tell you, I did it for, I think it was like 7 or 8 minutes straight. I swear to God, I thought I saw the angels.
So it's got to be a good, it's good grip work. It's good for everything.
Cardio, everything. And one of the best things we've done here is I came up, we built these things called the Frankenstein barrels. And we took 255-gallon barrels, took a 3.5-inch big pipe you'd use for like a race car, welded it through there because it'll hold any bar you want, and you do a thigh deadlift with this thing, and it is insane.
Wow.
Once this business gets going, Carl, I've got some equipment I'm going to market that is going to be insane. And I got a dumbbell with a drawing sitting there that's going to be going out. Once we can get going, this place is going to rock. I'm telling you right now.
Are you looking for investors?
What I'm looking for right, yeah, I mean, I would be. I'm telling you right now, what I'm looking to do right now, the first thing I'm using is we're going to launch the weight loss MP4. Okay. That's going to be, it's going to be like a beginner, an intermediate and an advanced. And then obviously you can buy the whole package if you want. We're going to try that first. And I'm working obviously on the 1,000-pound squat. I'm obviously working to get back to Iceland. But the main thing right now is we have to get people, you know, a lot of traffic driven to the site. We're getting a lot more now, but we got, you know,
what is the, wait a minute. What is the site? That will plug Steve. What is the site?
It's FiorelloBarbellCo.com.
Spell Fiorello for people who don't know how to spell it.
It's F as in Frank, IORILLO, and then Barbell, BARBELLCO.com. It's incredible. And, you know, like I said, I'm just going to talk about Steve quick. And I said,
yes,
before,
please.
Let me tell you something. Age Force, not only any client that came to me with weight loss would go on his patch, okay? But he's also been very generous to me with products because I've been going through some pretty difficult times. You know, you're trying to build a business on a shoestring.
Right.
You know, I'm going through my savings, everything, because I'm totally committed to this. This is a thing I try to tell people that lose weight or train, and this is where you were talking about this too. People don't realize you got to settle everything internally with you before you can do anything externally.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Until you get that through your head, I don't care how many diets you go on, I don't care how much weight you lose, you know what, you're going to all be back to it again. Because you just have not settled it in with yourself. And this is what I've been dealing with the business and everything. It's like, you know, you make good money in somewhere, but you know something? You don't belong there anymore.
Right.
It's not you anymore. I love lifting. I love helping people, and we can do some, we are doing some great things. You know, I'm not seeing a cash register ring, but you know something? Every day I know we're making progress.
Build it and they will come. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Can people buy any, like, can somebody order the coffin stone yet?
We can't do that. Mainly it's just a matter of cash right now. I mean, I would love to sit and build them, but you know.
But what if, can somebody pre-order it? Can somebody order it from you and then take delivery after you build it?
Well, we could do that, but the thing is right now we build them outside and it's 5 degrees out right
now.
But there are some other things. I mean, we might do some stuff with the Frankenstein barrels. Obviously, I've got a shot-loaded dumbbell in the works. I've got this thing that I set up to do dead stop presses with dumbbells.
I'm looking at this thing with the 55-gallon drums. It's amazing.
Yeah. Isn't it cool?
Yeah.
And that will go through. I have a 3-inch bar, and you can deadlift that thing too. I've always been a guy that's been very creative. I love the creativity of this stuff, and you know, I want to get into a lot of different things, obviously. But I want to, you know, I want to be real good at one thing, and that's working with people. I'm doing right now. It's going to go up on the site. We've got a short information book. You know, try to get some people to sign up to the site where it's going to be like. The 5 reasons, the 5 mistakes that weight loss has failed for you. And I wrote about a paragraph to 2 paragraphs of each one. They're very pointed, but they're very beneficial for people to know. Because
right.
I don't like people walking into a dark room and not knowing what's in front of them. Because
right.
chances
right.
are you're going to trip and fall, and that's going to not be good. So my whole intention with this whole Fiorello barbell is it's not just about training. It's everything, you know. It's about how you evolve. It's your thought process. It's how you feel about yourself internally. You know, how hard you want something. You know, if you listen to me in my videos, if you ever go out to the site sometime, listen to what I'm saying always before I lift something. I'm always going to scream the will, because your will is everything.
Right.
And I'm very passionate about it. We're very involved in muscular dystrophy. This is probably how the whole Fiorello barbell came about. My brother Jim died of muscular dystrophy a number of years ago. That spurred me on to weight training for sure. Because there was, as a kid, I don't know how you dissect things like that, but as you get older, you know, you're like, I don't want to ever end up like that.
Right.
Even though you don't know, you know what caused it, but in the back of your mind. So the site is dedicated to my brother Jim, and you know, next year maybe we can even get you up here if you're ever around. We want to do some stuff with MDA, put on some strong.
That's my old stomping ground up there. You know,
well, you're a New York City boy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but yeah. I mean, I spent a lot of time upstate hunting, and I spent a lot of time upstate in Middleburg, Schoharie County.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Well, I hope if you're ever up here, you'd come up, because not only will give you the best workout of your life, I'll take you to the best Italian restaurant in the city.
There you go. That sounds like a plan. All right, let's do this. Let's plug the website one more time. So it's
okay.
The website is Fiorello.
Yep. Barbell.
Barbellco.com.
Yep.
Fiorillo Barbellco.com. Check it out. There's I'm going to watch these videos after the show's over. I'm checking them out right now.
I don't know. I mean, you said before if there's a way, or I could do it through Facebook. You know, I would like to talk to you possibly about maybe some advertising.
Yeah, no. I'm interested in helping you out too. Don't worry about it. We'll work it out.
I appreciate that, but you know,
and that's why I was thinking. You know, it's too bad that there's people out there that probably would order some of these things, and you don't have to take delivery of it right away. You could build it, but I'd love to see kind of like a Kickstart type of a thing, right?
So without a doubt.
If you had 50 orders for the coffin, the metal one, you know, the coffin, Husenfeld steel, or Husasteel.
Yep. Husasteel.
You know,
yep.
And maybe that would be what you need to launch the business. So we need to think about that. That's all.
Okay. Well, I'd be more than willing to discuss things with you, because, we got some big potential here, and I, you know, like I said, I'm not going back. So it's just like we're going to keep swimming forward. That's all.
That's what Rob Regish did. He was in the insurance industry, and he left it and made this his living and his livelihood. And it was tough in the beginning, but he's doing well now. So it can happen. I don't see why you can't do it either.
Well, Carl, you know, you're a small business owner too. I mean, you've been on for 9 years, and you've done damn good, and you got a good reputation, and you know that's the main thing. I mean,
and I lost my job, and you know, all of our stories are the same, right? It was November, and I was working for a company based in Canada, and they closed the U.S. office, and that was it. And I said, well, how long do we have? And they were like, this is the last paycheck you're getting.
Yeah.
And I
yeah.
remember telling my ex-wife, I'm going to do the radio show instead. If I'm going to build something, I'm going to build something for myself.
Exactly.
And it, you know, it was tough.
It is, and you know something. That's another thing, like, I want to get into. I like speaking. As you can probably tell, I really enjoy, like, speaking with you, and I try to be very good about my subject, and I'm not afraid to tell you I don't know, and I'll go find out, okay? But the whole point of the matter is, it's like, people don't realize, you know, they just see the end result of everything. They don't see the crap you're dealing with day in and day out. You know, I've lost a lot of friends through this stuff. I've had a lot of problems with a lot of people because people don't get it a lot of times, and it's like, you know, there comes a point where you're like, you know something, I just got to go do what I got to
right.
do.
Right, got to follow you. Got to follow your heart.
You have to, and it's like, you know, no risk, man, no opportunity.
That's it.
That's it. And I love this. I eat this stuff, and it's like I wish I did it 10 years ago, 20. You know what I mean? But I guess I just wasn't ready, and fate has forced me into this.
Yeah.
But it's not a bad fate, let me tell you.
No. You just got to stick with it. All right, look, we have to end the show. We'll have you back on.
Okay.
I promise you that. In the meantime, for those of you who don't know much about Eric, go to FiorelloBarbellCO.com. FIORILLO BarbellCO for company.com. Thanks,
Eric. And I'll Facebook you with that other stuff. Okay?
That'd be awesome. Thanks a lot, Carl.
I appreciate it.
Okay, and we also want to thank Steve at AgeForce, because he does so much for this community, as you hear from Eric's discussion, as well as mine. Excuse me. I'm getting a dry throat. And we have to pull the plug. Thank you for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
keeping tabs on government health agencies.
It's called the Environmental Protection Agency.
Carl Lenore.
Where is the protection? Where is the protection?
Superhuman Radio.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.